Okay, hello. So this is Mitch McCormick, a social media specialist in the community capacity building content area for the Military Family Learning Network. And today I'm interviewing Cassandra Corridon and Rebecca Davis. And just to give a little information about both of them, Cassandra is a University of Maryland Extension Specialist in 4-H Youth Development and is one of the principal authors and trainers for the Up for the Challenge curriculum, which we'll be discussing today. And Rebecca Davis is a family and consumer sciences educator with Virginia Tech Cooperative Extension and was one of the project directors and also a trainer for the Up for the Challenge curriculum. The first thing I would like to ask is, could you briefly talk about your career as it relates to military families?
Okay, sure. Hi, this is Sandy, and I'll start out. Certainly living in Frederick, Maryland, where Fort Detrick is a community partner, there's been a military influence growing up with Fort Detrick in our own backyard. As a 4-H educator early in my career here in Frederick County, we had collaborations and networking with Fort Detrick for youth development. As an FCS educator, we did family finance and nutrition and health programs on base and for the National Cancer Institute that was housed on base, and currently as a state 4-H specialist and Maryland 4-H military liaison, I'm happy and proud to be continuing this collaboration between youth development and the needs of military families.
Okay, thank you. And do you mind just giving a real brief overview of the Up for the Challenge curriculum, which I'll be featuring information in the blog about just kind of the nutshell version of the curriculum and its goals?
Sure. The Up for the Challenge curriculum is a physical activity and healthy lifestyle curriculum written for lay folks to use in after-school settings. Specifically, it was written originally for military after-school settings, CYS centers, but it can be used in any venue. It's very comprehensive. Its goals are to increase children to do physical activity and increase fruit and vegetable consumption, increase healthy foods, low-fat calcium sources, lean proteins.
Fruits and vegetables and whole grains.
Yeah, and whole grains. And then it's written with a lot of games and activities prescribed by the original military request. They wanted computer activities, take-home activities, so it's very comprehensive and covers a lot of different topics related to healthy lifestyle.
The curriculum itself is broken down so that anyone, as Rebecca said, it was for the lay teacher, anyone could pick it up, and there's essential instructor information at the beginning of each lesson so that they have a background, a frame of reference before they go into teaching the lesson with youth.
Right. The other thing that is a big focus in the curriculum is food. So there's a lot of food preparation activities, healthy snacks, things that are easy for kids to make, especially in a daycare setting.
And it follows the 4-H experiential learning model. So they're doing something. They're applying that information to a life skill development.
Okay. And could you discuss how the need for a nutrition and health program for military youth came about?
Sure. Okay. So back in around 2005, University of Maryland received a grant from the Army to develop this curriculum because they had a lot of people, well, at that time, of course, and still today, there were a lot of kids in daycare centers around the world in the United States as well as bases in Asia and Europe in need of learning more about healthy lifestyles and increasing physical activity. It was just like everywhere else. I'm no different. And they didn't have the appropriate curriculum to use in these centers, so they asked Maryland to develop the Up for the Challenge.
Can you tell us about your work developing the Up for the Challenge curriculum?
Specifically, do you mean how it went about?
We pulled together educators from the university and used resources from USDA using that partnership of cooperative extension. So we used family and consumer sciences educators, 4-H youth development educators, We started out with My Pyramid, and then one of the next rendition, it was Choose My Plate. So we were updating based on the USDA dietary guidelines and their resources. So that was our basis for the curriculum.
Can you talk about the importance of connecting the extension system as a whole to military families and communities?
Certainly. In our 4-H program, the 4-H Military Partnership is an opportunity to connect 4-H programs in all of our land-grant universities with both military installations that are here in each one of our home states, as well as our CONUS, our overseas military installations, providing youth development training for CWAT Child Youth Services, CYS staff worldwide. Other opportunities for connections with military and our extension programmings, certainly agricultural connections. We in our training with our youth programs have used lots of our master gardener and our agricultural trainings in order to encourage consumption and the understanding of the farm-to-table concepts. Family and consumer sciences, financial management, nutrition education is certainly a component that's shared with our military families here in Maryland. And we do a national finance program with military leadership on each one of our installations for maintaining financial counselors and financial basics for the soldiers on each one of the installations. So that is an annual 2-day training in Maryland that has gotten national acclaim. So we have people coming from all over the states to participate in our professional development training. So yes, there's lots and lots of opportunities to connect our land-grant university extension system with our military families for support and partnership.
All right, that's great to hear. Do you have any data or even an estimate on the number of families served through the Up for the Challenge curriculum?
Well, we know that there are several states using that either currently or have used Up for the Challenge in the past in their extension system, than their 4-H clubs, as well as in after-school groups. We also know that all military branches have used it in their after-school centers, daycare centers. In terms of actual numbers, we don't have an exact, but we do know that it's many.
It's pretty much worldwide, yeah. Mitch. We have in the past logged the hits from our website because it's a free download from our website. And in order to download it free, we ask you to register. So Rebecca says several states. I would say most states, and I can give you a laundry list of states that have downloaded and reported use of the curriculum. It's also been reported that FNEP programs, Expanded Food and Nutrition Education, and our SNAP Ed programs both have used Up for the Challenge as the curriculum for their training in those areas. Boys and Girls Club, it's a resource on CypherNet, on American Heart Association resource, as well as certainly our 4-H Military Partnership uses it as a resource and curriculum to download and utilize with youth and families.
That's great. It sounds like it's had a pretty wide exposure through a lot of different groups and organizations.
Yes, and in this current version, we're paring it down a little bit to be focused mostly on the nutrition and physical activity messages and taking out some of the other things and then adding a new evaluation tool. So we're excited about that.
Great. And what do you believe is the number one impact of the Up for the Challenge program?
I think our goal was to help those who, without background, to promote nutrition, good health, physical activity. And I think with the use of it and the way it has spread and being utilized across the country and across the world, that that we're pleased to say that is the impact. We have seen changes in activities for after-school programming based on better health choices, better snack choices, more activity for youth, getting youth involved to understand that you don't have to be a sports person necessarily to be actively engaged.
Great. You mentioned a release of a new version of the curriculum. When is that going to come out?
Well, we hope to have it, I would say, by spring, early spring 2017. We're at the point where we've got an almost final draft. We're waiting on some last-minute things and changes, but we're looking to have it up online and available at the Maryland 4-H website by early spring. We don't have an exact date yet.
And the 4-H Military Partnership website, because they have given some funding in order to get a revised, updated portion. Before we upload it to our website, it's going to a dietitian nutritionist at USDA for final overview. She's given some input now, and we certainly, the grant came through the partnership and through Army again, so we would certainly pass it through their inspection before it's finalized. In addition to this curriculum is a link to common measures. Our 4-H system uses the 4-H common measures, and we want to tie in those common measures for healthy living, for our 4-H healthy living components into our Up for the Challenge curriculum for all those who use it.
Okay. And that new version, when it's out, will be available just through your website like the current version is?
Well, and through the 4-H Military Partnership website, yes. And in the past, it's been on CypherNet, so we'll see if they're interested. I don't even know that that's still an option.
All right. So the last question I have is there anything else that educators should know if they're going to use the Up for the Challenge curriculum?
Well, one thing I'd like to add is it's written, kind of starts with basics, so that you're starting with basic physical activity concepts, basic nutrition concepts for kids of school age as well as middle school and high school. And even though it's preferable to do it, if you're seeing kids on a regular basis, it's preferable to do it from the beginning and work your way through it. The way we've written it, it's also possible for people who just, you know, aren't necessarily looking for a long-term educational piece to use in their program, they could pick it up and just pick out a lesson and do it. So it's, each lesson stands alone, but it works best when it's done from the beginning because the concepts, the nutrition and physical activity concepts build on each other, but they also are a lot of standalone activities.
And we have maintained the take-home kind of lessons, the technology challenges that Army wanted included initially because they had tech labs that were underutilized. So there's also the opportunity to share Up for the Challenge kinds of messages in a computer lab setting.
Or the apply part of 4-H. It's the same thing, using the whole experiential model that once they learn these concepts, they take it home and share it with their family or their friends.
Sounds like a very well-rounded curriculum and activities for your lessons. So that's great to know. At this point, I'd just like to thank both Cassandra and Rebecca for your time and also your good work that you've done developing this resource to put out there for free for other professionals to use. So thank you for your time.
Thank you for the opportunity to share, Mitch.
You're welcome.